We are launching into the third hour of the program. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
By the way, the features on the site at freetalklive.com, they're free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give ours away. And you actually get to control the content, yet another feature that those other shows don't offer you. You find something online you think is interesting, you want to share it with us, share it with the rest of the listeners, you submit it as show prep to freetalklive.com. It pops up in our system. Other listeners can then vote on whether they like or dislike what you've suggested, and you get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and get interactive. Still to come here, a little bit more about the death of Pat Tillman when we get a chance. Mark, you were a little confused about that in the first hour, and his mom has a few things to say that might surprise you about what the circumstances around his death were, actually. Okay. But first, we continue with your phone calls. Al is in Texas. Al, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark. Al in Texas, going once. Al in Texas, going twice. How about Bill in Oklahoma? Bill? Do we have Bill in Oklahoma? Bill in Oklahoma, we are striking out. Maybe our board op is out
back. Dozing off.
I don't know. Bill in Oklahoma going twice. Well, anyway, 800-259-9231. So here it is, some details about Pat Tillman. And I feel like we've talked about this before, Mark. Maybe you weren't here on that particular night. But for those of you who are unaware, Pat Tillman, of course, was made out to be this, kind of this heroic story. He was
a patriot,
a football star, and he left his professional career and enlisted in the United States Army. A lot of this information coming from the Wikipedia article. And then not too long after, he ended up dying at the hands of his compatriots. And the military covered it up.
Well, yeah, I think at first it was, he died in combat was the first thing, right?
Yes. That's what they claimed. Yeah, they claimed that he died a hero fighting those evil terrorists in Afghanistan. But in point of fact, there wasn't even any evidence that they'd been fired upon, from what I understand. There's a lot of detail here about the cover-up and how high level this cover-up went. I don't want to get into all of that. But the suggestion that I made earlier in the show tonight, for those of you just tuning in, was that Pat Tillman may, in point of fact, have been murdered by his cohorts. And according to the Wikipedia piece, which there are external citations here, in 2007, Chris Matthews reported that Tillman's death may have been a case of deliberate murder by Tillman's fellow soldiers, specifically that the bullet holes were tight and neat, suggesting that he was shot at close range. Matthews based his speculation on a report from the doctors who had examined Tillman's body. The following day, the Associated Press reported that a doctor who examined Tillman's body after his death wrote that the medical evidence did not match up with the scenario as it was described, also noting that the wound entrances appeared as though he'd been shot with an M16 rifle from fewer than 10 yards away. A possible motive, however, has never been identified. When officers and soldiers were asked, they said they were certain that the shooting was accidental. According to one of his fellow soldiers, Tillman was popular among his fellow soldiers and had no enemies. Is that true? Because turns out, according to another piece over at Alternet, they talk about how Pat Tillman was turned into kind of an anti-war dude. I don't know if that was during his stay in the military. I don't imagine he would have been anti-war before he joined the military.
Well, it would have to be. Before you join the military, you see it as this mythical gathering of paladins, if you will, where all they do is the right thing and their justice and truth and Three Musketeers, hoorah, and all that sort of stuff.
You were in the Army.
Yes, yeah. And then once you get into it and you see what it actually is and you go through some of the training and you are exposed to the sully underbelly of government worker sort of forced labor, then you really start to not like the military, and you start certain aspects of it really grate on you because of the structure is so inhuman. It's a structure dictated by words called doctrine, and this doctrine is met out upon all the people equally. And unfortunately, humans aren't to be, cajoled by words or shackled by them. They're meant to be organisms.
So in addition here, from the Wikipedia piece, and I'll read you a little bit of an excerpt from Pat's journal. But according to Wikipedia, the Defense Department documents indicate the following, that there has never been evidence of enemy fire found on the scene, and no members of Tillman's group had been hit by enemy fire. The three-star general, who withheld details of Tillman's death from his parents for a number of months, told investigators that he, the general, had a bad memory and couldn't recall details of his actions on more than 70 occasions. Army attorneys congratulated each other in emails for impeding criminal investigation, as they concluded Tillman's death was the result of friendly fire and that only administrative or non-criminal punishment was indicated. Army doctors told the investigators that these wounds suggested murder and urged them to launch a criminal investigation. Do you think they did that?
No,
of course not.
It has been revealed that there were never before mentioned U.S. snipers in the second group that had encountered Tillman's squad. Despite his fame, Tillman did not want to be used for propaganda purposes. He spoke to friends about his opposition to President Bush and the Iraq War, and he had made an appointment with a notable government critic Noam Chomsky after his return from the military. The destruction of evidence linked to Tillman's death, including his personal journal, led his mother to speculate that he was assassinated. According to Alternet.org...
So he met with Noam Chomsky, and then he went back out on some kind of maneuvers or something?
It's not made clear, by the way, that says... Sounds like he was planning to meet with him, but never made it.
Sounds like he was turning.
Yeah. Perhaps the most incredible aspect of... let's see. This is a story about Pat Tillman's life. It's over at Alternet called Inside Pat Tillman's Life and the Bush Administration's Cover-Up of His Death. They're talking about a book here, and it's extensive excerpting from Tillman's diaries. According to this... his time deployed overseas, where he had read The Odyssey and Self-Reliance, he was shocked by the youth and immaturity of his co-enlistees. We're talking about Tillman here. Mm-hmm. Tillman expresses his doubt about the Iraq War from its onset, saying, quote, "It may be very soon that Nub," which is his name for his brother Kevin, "and I will be called upon to take part in something I see no clear purpose for. I believe we have little or no justification other than our imperial whim." On another occasion, he calls Bush a cowboy. His other entries are eerily wise of Jessica Lynch, who staged rescue he and his brother provided support for on their first tour of duty. He wrote, As awful as I feel for the fear she must face and admire the courage I'm sure she's showing, I do believe this to be a big public relations stunt. He had faced an essential truth about the Lynch incident that it would take months for the American media to sort out. Of his brother Kevin in Iraq, he said, "If anything happens to Kevin, and my fears of our intent in this country prove true, I will never forgive the world." Of course, the inverse ended up being true, with Kevin being the surviving disillusioned sibling. So there you have some evidence that Pat Tillman was no fan of the Iraq War and no fan of George W. Bush. So on one hand, you've got his cohorts in the military who he looked down on as kind of a bunch of punks, saying that, oh, yeah, we're friends with him. Everybody's cool with Pat Tillman. But on the other hand, you've got Pat Tillman being critical of the military, critical of the commander in chief. Is it unbelievable to think?
Well, a tight pattern and at 10 yards out is...
And there's that, too.
Yeah, that's real important.
Is it unbelievable...
likely an M16.
Right. Is it unbelievable to think at this point that Pat Tillman was murdered for some reason by a bunch of hothead soldiers?
Well, yeah, especially, you know, his comrades, if you will, or his, you know, the other people in his unit, if they know about his basically distaste for the war and George W., it's sort of like you're in this mentality of fervor, of belief, so fervently into the U.S. mythology, and this George W. is leader of that unit. He is the commander in chief, and
he's
so
effectively breaking rank.
He's the high priest
right.
of the Church
exactly,
of
the high
America.
Priest. That's exactly what I was going for, and you know, so anyone who talks against this blasphemes against the George W., you know, he ought to be stricken down.
Yeah, and who knows what other internal things were going on between him and the other soldiers, what kind of strife or difficulty they were having with one another that may have led to anger manifesting into gunfire. Who knows?
But
with all the other cover-ups that are confirmed about this, it wouldn't surprise me one bit. 1-800-259...
I think it's a real shame that a man would you know, have a disagreement with another guy and then just go ahead and frag him out of the battlefield. That's, you know, just
no accountability.
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Not only no accountability, but a military who's willing to cover it up all the way to the top levels.
Murderers.
Yeah, more on the way here. You can take control, bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Oh, and speaking of the military, apparently we're going to have some military patrols right here in the U.S.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Andro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Andro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Andro Kills Ants products at Andro.com.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Listening options are there. We got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version as well, and they both operate around the clock, 24-7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live, you can tune in over at listen.freetalklive.com and also learn about the other different ways you can tune into the program. We've got, of course, the radio option for you. 95 great radio stations across the country that carry the show throughout the week at various different times. Our satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air KU band channel, plus webcam and listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Details over at listen.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. It's right there at the top of our banner column. We're going to jump right back into your phone calls here, and I think we actually do have Al in Texas, and we're going to try him again here. Al in Texas, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Have you got me this time?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, good. I guess, you know, I've never really gotten that much into that birther thing.
Okay.
Been on the sideline, I guess. You know, and if I do that, I must be like a tinfoil wingnut type of, you know.
Well, no.
I think it's... I think it's suspicious. I think there's lots of suspicious stuff. If I was running for president, I would, and somebody questioned my citizenship, I'd shake that little yellowed out piece of paper with that funny stamp at him and say, shut up.
Well, no.
And the fact that he didn't do that, I think makes him a flaming jerk. But
if you care
about this 2 years later, like maybe you've got an obsession.
Yeah, it's not, I think you're confused, if anything. You're letting yourself be distracted. And
that's maybe the key.
No. You're using the you improperly. Just say if one is concerned.
Yeah,
about this,
if one is
distracted.
If someone is focused on this birther sort of conspiracy theory, they're simply distracted from the important stuff.
I'm not. I'm a Ron Paul supporter. I watch Rand Paul. I know all about the Fed, all that kind of stuff, in the wars and all that. Okay, that's where I'm coming from.
Okay.
And you know, like Ron kind of says, well, I'll leave that to the people that talk show hosts. You know. He didn't want to get in. And I said, well, it's hard to prove a negative. I can't prove anything about his birth certificate because we don't see it. But he presented something here. And I don't know. Have you taken a look at it?
It's weird.
You're talking about this long-form certificate thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can go to White House.
I saw it.
Well, the whitehouse.gov, right? It's official. This is official, right?
I don't know.
Go to whitehouse.com, I'll tell you that.
I don't know. I think this entire thing is a waste of time, really.
Yeah, I totally think it's a waste of time. But if you don't think it's important, why are all of a sudden you going on this issue?
Why? Hear me out on this.
Go ahead.
I'm not concerned with the content, who signed what, and whether he's if a race is actually an African or any of that kind of stuff. What I'm looking at is just how they constructed this thing, and it's a PDF, but it's actually built on Photoshop. And if you look at the background,
I've heard all of the allegations and I've seen the pictures.
I've looked at stuff.
No, well, here's something that even what's his name. Bill O'Reilly could even see this, or even Alan Combs, you know, would be able to see this. I mean, there's all that other kind of stuff in there, but what I'm talking about, and even Alex Jones talked about it today and talked about how he can separate.
Hey, congratulations. You discovered that the government people told another lie. I mean, what is it going to take for people to move on past this?
Why does it upset you so, Ian?
It does. It's a waste of, like JJ said, it's a huge waste of time.
This is a waste of our time right now. This entire
show. Well, I mean, I'll take the calls. I'll take calls about anything on this show.
I think that this shows that politicians make stupid and obvious lies that they have the expectation that we believe.
Well, no.
What's new?
This is more for those people that are obsessed with this. This is good for Trump. Hey, we need to hand the ball back to Trump and let him run with this.
I don't care about Donald Trump. As far as I'm concerned, he's an a-hole.
Well, of course he is. But, I mean, he's kind of
run with it. What are you going... What is the end game here? What is the purpose of all of this? What is the point?
Okay, well, if you were to say that Barack Obama would go, oh, I confess, I'm not eligible for this, and I think I better leave, and we'll put Biden in. Well, Biden wouldn't be in there either because he's on the same fraudulent ticket. I think it would be then put
Boehner. Are you going to say Biden wasn't born in the United States now, too?
He's not from Scranton.
No, he's on the same ticket. You had no choice. Boehner came along on that fraudulent ticket.
What would you like to suggest, sir? What do you believe should happen ultimately in this situation?
Well, just for people's awareness, that the thing is totally bogus. Not that it's
What is that supposed to impart? If people come to the conclusion that his birth certificate is bogus, what is the point of that? Where does that take us next?
I think if people did. Okay, well, I think it would kind of really ruin some chances for 2012.
Oh, geez. Whoopee-doo.
You know, I've got to say that if I had to make a preference as far as a president goes, I'd prefer to have a president that has another election coming up than essentially a lame duck president for 4 years. I'd like to see Barack Obama be a one-term president.
So it ruins his chances for 2012, so then Hillary Clinton will run. Whatever. It doesn't matter. They're all the same. Thanks for the call.
You say they're all the same. They are not all
the
same.
No, the machine is the same. The head, the face on the machine is irrelevant. Okay?
It's not true.
It is true, Mark.
It's not true.
Yes.
It's largely true.
No, they have very little control over anything that goes on at all. Their signing statements, sure, they can make their signing statements. But if the legislator doesn't pass the law, doesn't pass any bills.
Presidents do whatever they want.
Sure, they do. Exactly, they do. But they can't control the money. And that's where it all comes down to.
Are you suggesting, Mark, that had Hillary Clinton won in 2008 or John McCain won in 2008, that things would be significantly different today?
I think they would be different. Not significantly.
Not significantly, because there is no fundamental difference between these people. They're all power-mongering freaks who want to control your life and who are willing to destroy liberty in as many different ways as they possibly can.
Yep, it would be nice to see Ron Paul win. I think that
probably
would have been a largely different office at that point.
Maybe. But you probably, I don't, not including Ron Paul in that statement, okay? I'm talking about the other people, the ones that actually have a chance of winning.
Are you saying that Gary Johnson and Ron Paul aren't going to win?
Of course not.
I disagree.
The American people do not want freedom. They don't understand what it is. They have no idea. Ron Paul is scary.
Yeah, they just want their Big Mac and their Big Fries and that soda.
But if they only want Big Macs and Big Fries, then they're not going to go vote. I mean, the ones that want Big Macs and Big Fries.
Voting doesn't solve anything, Mark.
The people who are going to vote are the people that want more government, Mark. Those are the people that care the most about voting, the people that work for the system, the people that benefit by the system. And the idea and the suggestion that you're making here tonight after doing this show for almost a decade is absolutely ludicrous.
Did you repeat back to me what I'm suggesting?
That there's some difference between these politicians beyond their faces and their names.
There is some difference. That's
beyond
all.
Beyond their faces and their names.
Yeah, well, we might be at war with Iran, too.
Are you at war?
McCain. The United States government, and more people would be dying. This is one of the things that I'm concerned with.
It's very speculative, Mark.
John McCain said, bomb, 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 Iran? That's speculative? I'm going out on a little tiny
He does have a point
meter.
There, Ian. He
oh
does want to bomb Iran.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, and you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Once again, toll free number 800-259-9231. Our webcam is free for you, like everything else on our website. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch. JJ is waving to it at the moment. And Mark, cam.freetalklive.com. You can go there and watch for free. Of course, we've also got the chat room in there as well, so you can, you don't have to chat, but it's there if you want to use it. You can.
I'm on the chat. I've been on the chat tonight.
What's your handle in there?
I'm JJ in the chat.
JJ in the chat. All right, so you can go in there and get interactive with JJ and other Free Talk Live listeners in our chat room. On the
I don't
same
go to
page.
The chat room. They just cuss me out when I get in there.
Cam.freetalklive.com is how you get there. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And it's brought to you by Memory Dealers. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GVICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at memorydealers.com. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Bill is in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been listening throughout the show, and I believe somebody on the panel had said something about the internet, or the government fears the internet, and I
the
agree wholeheartedly.
The internet?
That the government fears the internet.
Okay.
Because
yes.
Of WikiLeaks and such. Well, I was doing some digging around because I heard in a previous podcast you guys were really big on Bitcoin, the anonymous payment service.
Yeah.
That, it's decentralized.
Well, I wasn't really big on Bitcoin until I found out about the killer app for it, which is the idea of not only having an anonymous currency, but combining it with an anonymizing surfing method like Tor to use it to purchase things that otherwise you would not be able to find in the legal marketplace.
Right. It led me on my search to find a project that's being started as we speak. It's the Bitcoin Stock Exchange. And the idea behind it is pretty fascinating to me, and that is entities, whether we're talking an organization or a company, small company, large company, whatever, who wants to sell stock of their company or their entity can go on this free on this open market that's decentralized and offer their stocks out to the public. Now, this leads me to a economics question, because as we know, there is a set quantity of Bitcoin that you can that can be achieved during its lifetime. That's 21 million. How does a company or a entity pull this off, making sure there's enough liquidity to fund the overall marketplace?
I don't know if I understand the question.
Okay, if you've got 21 million of this currency total, never will be printed another one again.
Okay.
My question is, at some point, all 21 million of this currency is going to be taken by someone or groups of somebody.
Yep.
How do we assure that there's going to be constant liquidity in this marketplace?
Competition between currencies. I don't think Bitcoin is the end all be all of currency. In fact, I think there are problems with Bitcoin. Number one, there's no value behind it. It is essentially a fiat currency.
Right.
It's valuable for different reasons than the government. Like the government's fiat money, which again, fiat meaning that the government can just create it from thin air. It's just, it doesn't have anything backing it that has real value. And the government assigns it to essentially forces people to use it. They call it legal tender, which means that you have to accept the U.S. dollar for payments of debts and such if you're in the so-called United States. And so that's one of the reasons why the U.S. dollar, besides people's ignorance, has value between folks, because it's sort of forced upon them. Bitcoin has value because it's useful. Bitcoin is valuable because it allows people to buy things outside of the U.S. dollar. It allows people to buy things with anonymity, which is also a valuable thing.
Sure.
And so there is value assigned to Bitcoin because people find it useful. Ultimately, there are some problems, I think, in that it isn't backed by anything significant and that there is this limitation issue. But the idea that
the limitation issue certainly can be addressed as Bitcoins get more scarce, they would then presumably go up in value. The demand has to be there, too, but the scarcity would have an issue there. Also, they're divisible. They're divisible up to, like, I think there's 8 decimal places, so you can sell these milli bitcoins amongst themselves. So if a bitcoin is suddenly some point in the future is actually worth $1 million, one bitcoin, which, you know, if I suppose it could happen by today, then you can divide one bitcoin, that $1 million, into 8 decimal places, which is a lot of divisions.
That's a great point. So that really means it can scale up quite a bit. But the paranoid belief that somebody is going to be able to buy all the bitcoins is equivalent to believing that somebody would be able to buy all the gold in the world. Obviously, there's a finite amount of
gold. Well, I think you nail it on the head with your first answer, which is competing currencies. If the Bitcoin doesn't become viable to trade in, then there's going to be a competing currency that arises out of necessity and innovation that will take the place of Bitcoin.
Well, so, there's a scarce resource now that we can't, that we aren't using because some entity owns it all. It's uranium, right? You could do business in uranium.
Definitely.
Right now, but I don't have any, and you don't have any, so we're going to have to use something else.
Well, right. And also, let's go back to this paranoid belief that somebody could buy all of the bitcoins, that somebody could buy all of the gold in the world.
Somebody's got all the uranium.
It's not bloody likely, because why would somebody buy all the... First of all, for someone to buy all the bitcoins, everyone would have to be willing to sell to that person, and as the bitcoins were being snatched up in this fantasy world where Donald Trump or whoever, Bill Gates, is deciding to buy up all the bitcoins, as people start selling their bitcoins and they become more scarce, the price will go up naturally, and the people that are holding bitcoins at the end are going to jack their price up real big. But why would they want to buy the coins at that point? Because no one's using them anymore. If one guy is hoarding all the bitcoins, then they won't be valuable at all.
No. The demand goes down. It's like if all the gold goes away, then people are going to do business in silver. If all the gold and silver goes away, people are going to do business in platinum. If all that goes away, then people are going to do business with other things. People are going to figure out alternative currencies all the time. These things should always be working in conjunction.
Right,
Bitcoin's
like
just
anything
one way.
Like cigarettes. you know, in situations where inmates trade amongst each other and they trade in packs of cigarettes or they trade in different... People can do that already on the outside. They're already trading things, goods and services. You know, you mow my lawn and then you come over for some dinner tonight and, you know, I'll feed you or whatever. That sort of stuff is already going on. I think the virtual aspect of Bitcoin is handy, but for real life, you know, one-on-one, I'm dealing with my neighbor's situation, you're probably going to use something much different than Bitcoin.
Also, let's not forget, Bitcoin's an idea now, and it was a great idea, and an idea that has been, you know, put out there into the infosphere, and it's not going back in. Friendster, fine idea, I didn't have an account. MySpace, fine idea, buggy as heck. Facebook, finally came along and they're doing it right. But something may very well come along and replace that. We just haven't seen the next Bitcoin yet. Don't get huffy.
Yeah.
Bill, any other thoughts? I think we pretty much addressed all the aspects there.
No, we covered all the aspects. I did have one quick question, though, if you guys could answer it. Does anybody have any suggestion for a alternative to PayPal other than Bitcoin? Because now PayPal is reporting back to the government goons and myself, along with
somebody sent me a link to something that was competing with PayPal, but I just, you know, I blew it off because
Dwolla, D-W-O-L-L-A.
Maybe I don't recall what it was. There's of course the Google Payments, which is another way to use credit cards online more securely through different vendors. I don't know if they're really quite competing in all the aspects with PayPal, but it's a good question. If somebody does know, please fill us in.
Dwolla is PayPal,
or if you feel like setting one up. You know, let us know.
There you go. Thanks for the call.
He just wants to send some money to somebody, man.
The Bitcoin is a good way to send some money around. In fact, I've been actually eyeballing the price of the Bitcoin, the U.S. dollar-based price of the Bitcoin, and I'm kicking myself already because, you know, as silver has been going up and up and up.
Bitcoin's been beating its butt, huh?
Too. I wouldn't say it's beating its butt, but it's been going up quite a bit. It was probably about a month ago that bitcoins were less than a dollar each. Now they're a week ago they were like $1.50, and today's close was at like $2.20.
Good heavens!
Wow. Per bitcoin. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. I mean, it tends to be fairly volatile. There's a small amount of trades every single day, and it's just interesting to watch it though. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. The number 800-259-9231. The moments, well, just a few of them remain, but you could be in them. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we go right back into your phone calls here, but I want to remind you that if you want to support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon right there. You click into the link that's appropriate for your country, and you get your shopping done. You get the stuff that you're looking to buy. Because Amazon, you know, they're looking out for you in that they refuse to do business anywhere where they're going to be taxed. I saw some news today over at Drudge Report about how Amazon was looking, I think it would, to open up some kind of a shipping center or something big in South Carolina. And I guess South Carolina decided that they were going to pass some kind of tax thing that Amazon didn't like. And Amazon said, screw you. We're not opening our business here. So Amazon always trying to keep costs down to keep the best service and products coming to you. And, of course, we're happy to be associated with them to the point where you can shop through our link. And Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase. Same great prices, same great Amazon selection. It's the same Amazon. You're just entering through our portal. So go through shop.freetalklive.com anytime there's anything that you need to buy online, because they sell, well, pretty much anything. I don't think you can buy guns or gold or silver and prescription medications, but besides those things, Amazon probably sells it. So go to shop.freetalklive.com as we go to Joe in Kentucky. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hi, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, just great, Joe. Go ahead with your thoughts.
First, I was wanting to make a quick comment to Mark. You said something earlier about WhiteHouse.com. I'd accidentally gone there as a teenager at a library. Needless to say, I was quite embarrassed by the whole thing. But anyways, the reason why I was calling tonight was about electronic cigarettes. You all have been talking about them over the past couple of days.
Yes, sir.
And you all mentioned that you didn't think that anybody in San Francisco would stand up and file a lawsuit to challenge it.
You're talking about how San Francisco is planning on banning the use of e-cigarettes in the same places in which regular cigarettes and other smoking devices are banned.
Exactly. I guess it looks like a cigarette. It must be a cigarette.
That's what they're saying.
Exactly. Doesn't make any sense. But anyways, they're trying to do a similar thing here in Bullitt County, Kentucky. And luckily, we actually have quite a few citizens that have filed a lawsuit against the Board of Health, stating that, you know, that they're not legislators. So they don't technically have the right to change the law that they're trying to enforce on everyone. So I was wondering if you all had any thoughts on whether or not that legal stance would have any grounds in courts.
I'm not a lawyer.
They're going to do what they're going to want to do, but
yeah, I'm not a lawyer, so I have no idea what legal grounds will stand in court. But I think that doing something is better than nothing.
Sure.
And if you've got a lawyer who's willing to go to the bat for this issue and not charge you through the nose at the same time, then I think that whatever works, man.
Well, also at the same time, you do anything, make sure it's known, publicize it somehow, whether it's on the internet or letter to the editor or doing a vlog of your own, a video log of your own. Or letting, sort of sites like Free Talk Live and Free Keen sort of sites know about what's going on so they can try to spread the word as well?
Oh, absolutely. Well, like you guys were talking, the health issues just aren't there. There's a lot of misconceptions on what is actually in the product. And like you were talking about the mist, and someone made a call to say that, the mist could actually cause bacteria to, be more easily spread throughout the room. And not that I would count too much credit into anything that the World Health Organization says, but the studies they've done on the electronic cigarettes has shown that, only good things come from it.
Yep.
There's none of the carcinogens. Granted, there is nicotine, but there's been absolutely no studies that show that nicotine in the general population causes any harm.
The nicotine is from what I understand, it's not nicotine that's causing lung cancer.
No.
Right?
It's
right.
The tar and carcinogens in the tobacco.
The smoke. Yeah.
Right, yeah, the actual.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, and another complaint that they have is they call it a mystery juice, and they play on people's ignorance. Oh, yeah, it is. It's a mystery juice. We have no idea that they're depending on laziness. And it's not a mystery juice. There's two different chemicals that they use. One is propylene glycol that's mm-hmm. found in like baby oil and fog machines,
yep.
and the other is vegetable glycol or vegetable oil. Now, if those two, how many products do we have to ban to say, let's just be safe? And like you said, it's bigotry against nicotine users.
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
Joe, thanks for the call and the update tonight. I appreciate hearing from you and the detail because I was remembering glycol, but I wasn't sure of the details there.
Good news. Free Talk Live is going to have a sponsor or, advertiser that is a...
E-cigarettes?
E-cigarettes.
Very cool.
Vaporstation.com.
Nice. Hey, here's some other news for you that's not so good. This one from Columbus, Georgia. Starting at 10 o'clock Friday, two senior non-commissioned officers from Fort Benning, that's a military fort,
yep.
will be walking the streets of downtown Columbus, also known as Uptown. That's confusing. The soldiers will be wearing armbands that read, "Courtesy Patrol." We're just here as a courtesy, citizens. We're just your friendly neighborhood courtesy patrol. There's nothing to be concerned with about having military troops in your streets.
Yeah. No, troops aren't courteous. They're killers.
Fort Benning's...
isn't that what they're supposed to do?
Yes, that's what they're trained to do. They're trained to kill.
Fort Benning's commanding General Robert Brown and Columbus Mayor Teresa Tomlinson made the announcement earlier this week. The need to increase security in Uptown Columbus comes after two weekend incidents in early April. In a first incident, the police say five soldiers beat another man.
What? Wait a minute.
So the courtesy patrol is there to keep us safe from the soldiers. I see.
This is just a courtesy, see.
The beating was witnessed near First Avenue, wherever, sending the victim, a former soldier, to the hospital with head injuries. The other, a shooting that left four injured, one fatally, at Mario's restaurant. A man is charged in connection with that assault. Now Columbus police will have the company of two uniformed Fort Benning soldiers on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Mayor Tomlinson says the soldiers will not be able to make any arrests, but will be able to shoot you. I added that part. They will be able to command order of all military personnel.
They're MPs, basically, that are going to, if there's any military personnel that are acting
causing trouble.
Yeah, then they can, go after those guys is the idea. But it's always a foot in the door. It's the camel's nose under the tent.
Exactly.
I don't like the idea of military just patrolling the streets.
Well, according to our Constitution and these rules that they signed in the law sometime long ago, they shouldn't be able to do this.
Well, yeah, posse comitatus was that doctrine that you're referring to. And as Frank from New York pointed out earlier tonight, the Military Commissions Act of 2006 and other legislation during the Bush and Obama administrations have pretty much eviscerated that concept and have laid the path clear for doing things just like this. And this isn't the first time in recent years that the military has been used in the streets. There was some sort of situation in Alabama after a natural disaster, and who knows now after these tornadoes, there may be more of this. But there was one little town in Alabama where the military was on the streets as well. But there's more to the story. Mayor Tomlin says again that they can alert the military police if there's an issue. She says you can't arrest someone for being intoxicated, but a senior official can or senior officer can order you back to base or have military police come get you and bring you back to base. But Charlotte Burton says that the extra patrols might not be enough. She says, I know this is just a start, but I think they will have to increase security that's being offered. A lot of people come down here at night. For specialist Ryan Jesse, stationed at Fort Benning, he says soldiers will think twice after seeing another in uniform. He says it keeps things in check. It avoids things getting out of hand, which happens a lot with soldiers, unfortunately. Well, why? Why are these guys so poorly behaved? I thought they were America's finest.
Well, you see, they're pent up anger and having us hurry up and wait. You know, basically, you run to get in line, and then you wait in line for an hour to do something that takes 5 minutes. Because that's how the military works. That's how the government works. You hurry up, you get there, and you wait patiently in line, and then you
drown your sorrows later in alcohol.
And then later on, you just let it all out. Yeah.
The patrols will last about 5 hours. It's not the first time the city of Columbus has enlisted the help of military courtesy patrols. But it has been years since the practice was used. So you already have one person saying, this isn't going to be enough. We need more than two guys out there. We need more uniformed military members patrolling the streets of uptown slash downtown Columbus, Georgia.
I don't understand why the cops can't handle this stuff. Why can the police officers not handle this?
Well, why are the personnel from this base being so unruly?
That's another good question.
I think that's the question. If there's an issue, if there's a problem with soldiers coming out and getting drunken and then just beating people to death or near death, then there's probably something they need to work on, that some solution other than throwing more money at the problem or whatever.
But JJ, you're thinking too logically. Thinking about addressing the root of the situation.
Right.
It makes more sense from a bureaucratic perspective to just throw more guys at the situation. If you just put more troops
right.
in the streets,
well,
that'll solve the problem, rather than addressing why it is the troops might be angry or depressed or acting out in various different ways and addressing the root of the situation. Because they want to spend more money, you know. I mean, if they were to actually go your direction, it might solve some problems. Problems and you know, actually have to lower their budgets.
Or whatever for vid.
So we're out of time tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow, and you can join us online in the meantime, of course. It has been Ian here with you.
JJ.
And Mark.
Join us tomorrow online at freetalklive.com, and look out for the troops in the streets. They may be coming to a city near you next. Who knows? See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.